You're listening to MV Live. MV Live. Check us out on the web at mzliveonline.com.
What's up?
Merry Christmas.
All right, so last weekend, our goal was to raise $1,000.
Yep.
We raised $1,069.20 in one weekend. How about that?
Who gave 20 cents, though? That's what I'm wondering.
That was me. Yeah.
I had some change
left
over for
the
meter.
Isn't that amazing?
This is our first time ever doing anything like this. And it was a trial and error process. You know, it was kind of a, let's try this, let's do this. And, you know, if it didn't work, we did something else. But we finally did it. You know, it was cool to sit there and... Chris and I were talking, and we were sitting there, and we're just like, hey, you know what? This was an idea we had 2 months ago, and look, it's actually happening.
And there was a big turnout.
There was a really big turnout.
We had like a bunch of celebrities there too and stuff, like that chick Extra who was like, I'm Extra. And I was
where was she from?
She was from The Love of Ray J too.
Yep.
Chris called me. He goes, this girl is here and she's saying she's on this reality show. He's like, where is Duchess?
Where is Duchess?
I know.
So that they can be BFFs forever.
No.
Isn't VH1 better than CW though?
I don't hang out with reality stars.
By the way, Michael.
Yeah. Wait, what? Really? You get your own business card?
I paid for those.
No, the thing that's funny about that is he handed those to everybody. He's like, hey, pass these out.
Yeah.
You know, so we're basically passing out your business card.
Yeah.
Instead of giving us our own.
Where's my producer?
I bought those.
Card.
You can buy them. $30.
Really?
Yeah, my boy will hook them up. Mr. Brain, baby.
For that tiny little stack of cards?
No, I got 500.
Oh.
He's just talking about
so I can give them to you guys to pass out.
Yeah, those are mine though, actually.
Dude, the concert charity thing we did was so bomb. I had such a good time.
Here's what we did. We had 10 artists perform.
You wrote it down?
No, I was just reading my schedule to see where I'm at. We had 10 artists perform.
I have no idea who they are.
And everybody, as soon as they heard the story, they wanted to be a part of this. You know what I mean?
At first they didn't. They're like, whatever.
Yeah, at first they're like, hey, can you play for free? And most of these guys, this is their livelihood. You know, they don't do this. And we told them the story, and they're like, oh my gosh, how can we be a part of this? And it was really cool to get there. Roland and I got there early, and we're setting up everything. And
we took our Jello shots.
Yeah,
just to
beforehand,
get
you know, so we can calm the nerves.
I wore a diaper.
I did. I heard you were wasted.
So yeah, but that'll be a story at the end. We have more stories coming up later on today.
A bunch.
I don't want to talk about that.
You don't.
It doesn't count when you're drunk.
It's not that bad, Roland. It wasn't that bad. No.
We all made out.
No,
it was the diaper story.
Just a little tons of food. God.
But
ew.
Basically, we sat there and we were setting everything up, and it was really cool to hear people talking about just. I mean, like, the band was already there. The groupies were there.
Right.
And they were talking about...
Groupies?
Like, the groupies or girlfriends or whatever that was. I don't know. What they,
it was a production group of MC Live.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But no, people were, like, asking the security guards and people if they can donate extra money. They already paid their cover charge.
Right.
And they were coming like, how can we donate? And it kind of gave me a little bit more faith in this generation, you know?
It really did, yeah.
Because, I mean, like, how many people would actually do that? I never would have, in a million years, thought somebody would do that.
They're going to say you would never donate.
Dude, people donate all the time.
But I mean,
you just really don't see it from a younger generation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Older people, you see it. But younger people, I mean, these are all like 20s to 25,
people
30.
Gift cards. 30, I thought that was really cool.
Well, everyone got their stimulus package. So.
That's right. Thank you, Obama.
Well,
my mom
always said that it's good to donate because you never know if it's Jesus in disguise. So...
I'm pretty sure I saw Jesus there.
He was there.
He went up on stage for a second.
Everybody,
Jesus is in the house.
He was the one texting with
him.
TNT.
Well, Doyson told me I'm on a one-way ticket to hell already, so I'm trying to save myself by donating.
Oh,
so.
How about Jesus a shot?
It's cool.
Yeah. He can't go to heaven. He's not allowed.
God,
not allowed.
I love it.
Why are you snapping?
Yeah, I know. This is why they don't sit together usually, but today it's Christmas, whatever.
Because we try to take over.
Yeah, no, they just goof around. Just a bunch of goofballs. That's what my math teacher used to tell me all the time. All right, so today, right now, Wes Davis, Erica Hoff, Jay Cooper, Alyssa Galindo. Who else is there?
B-Hamp.
B-Hamp.
Oh, B-Hamp's going.
Yep. They're on their way to this,
Twitter him.
This family's house right now. They're on their way. We did all this to raise money for a family. We're going to tell you their story here in a couple minutes. But we did all this for this family. We're sitting them down there right now. They're in traffic right now, heading to the family's house, and we'll check in with them here in a few minutes.
In the brand new Mercedes that we bought them.
That's right. Actually, you know what?
That's it's how funny. Much money we raised. Yeah. $1,000 bought it.
It's funny you say that because GM.
That's just good math.
Well, we rented it.
An ambassador for GMC's charity challenge actually showed up and said, hey, I'll donate this vehicle, this GMC vehicle that they're letting me drive
right.
and put all the toys in there. So GMC Charity Challenge is helping us out there. Just a lot of people that we have to thank here in a little bit. But
do you have to return it?
Yeah, they have to.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Lame.
They're letting us have it, and the guy's driving. We can't even drive it.
So a car company is letting us use one of their cars to like...
Put all the presents cool. in. We didn't, because I mean, we have some pretty big gifts here, and we'll tell you about it here in a little bit. But I mean, not everything's going to fit in like any one of our cars.
Right. What car was this?
I don't know. Which one's sitting out front? What was it? GMC?
It's a Terrain. Yeah. GMC Terrain.
Yeah. That's, I knew that.
Is that a hot car?
I don't know.
I think it's a new car that's coming out in 2010.
Crappy.
Is it really?
It was like a station
it's a brand
wagon.
New one?
Yeah, definitely. It's awesome.
Oh.
It's awesome. Off-roading. But anyway, they're on their way right now, and it's really cool. Let's go ahead and talk about the story here.
Okay.
Because, you know, we've been...
Can we have sentimental music?
I don't have it.
Oh.
But,
Delilah
the violinist comes in here.
Here, I'll sing for you.
No, I think when we've been keeping this a secret for a couple of weeks, and the reason why is because, yeah, I can't say it like that when you're
not. Go ahead.
Is that,
go
is
ahead.
That that's a, I'll always love you from the bodyguard?
Yeah.
That's Titanic.
That's Titanic.
Oh, okay.
All right, no, we gotta tell
the
story real
that?
Quick. I watch it. I got it. Got it on VHS. Anyway, no, this fan, we were keeping on this wraps because
he loves Leo.
It's been one of those deals where we didn't want them to find out,
right?
You know, and we did all this work, and we didn't want that. We were working with a family member the whole time, trying to figure out what they had, what they didn't have, all this good stuff.
Right.
And for those of you who don't know the story yet, and I guess some of the bands and stuff that played, of course, they knew everything. But I'm going to actually read Erica's press release. Where's my papers that were up here?
Probably right there.
Right there.
God, amateur.
Yeah, I don't have all this ready. I didn't even know we were doing the show.
This your first time?
Yeah, Roland yelled at me like, "We're doing the show in 5 minutes. Get up here."
Yes. Okay, we're going to get really deep now, you guys.
Yeah, this is actually not a story to poke fun at, because, I mean, this is actually pretty serious.
Yeah.
I'll read Erica Hoff, our producer, wrote this up. And Jarrett Armstead, 9 years old, and his brother Jerome Armstead, 12 years old, both had their lives tragically altered on September 21st when their stepfather, Gary Green, brutally murdered their mother, Lavetta Armstead, and their sister, Jasmine Montgomery, and then turned the knife on them. I want to stop here and just say that Jasmine, the little girl that they murdered, was 5 years old.
Oh,
I mean, it's one thing. It's one thing to, I guess. I mean, it's demonic to just murder anybody, but I can't even wrap my brain around
a five year old.
You know, yeah, why would you a kid? Yeah, and you know, just to see that.
Did it ever say
know?
If he was mentally unstable? Or?
I don't think so. I think from the article that I've read was that they were getting a divorce, him and
Lavetta.
And I guess he was mad about that. And so here's what this doesn't say is he came home, took the boys to church, Jarrett and Jerome, came back home, stabbed the mother and the daughter.
Oh my gosh.
Went back to church, picked up the boys, came back, showed them the bodies of their dead mother and sister.
Obviously, that's some type of...
There's something
dementia
going on.
Yeah, because nobody does...
Yeah.
Nobody does that.
Exactly. And how do you even think of something like that? So anyway, he shows him the bodies, and then he says, this is what I'm going to do to you. Takes a knife, stabs the 9-year-old.
Oh, my God.
Jarrett. And from what we understand, again, from the article, is that Jerome came in or was there and somehow talked sense into him. The guy decided that he's going to go ahead and turn himself in, and that was it. So...
Wow.
Can you imagine being a 9 and 12-year-old seeing your mother and sister dead? You know, that's just, it's crazy.
That's
like, my biggest fear as a...
He stabbed the mom and dad to death?
The mom and
daughter. I mean, the daughter,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, they were dead at that point.
Right.
Wow.
And it was kind of a deal, like, my biggest fear as a kid is, like, when my parents drove off somewhere together, it was kind of like, well, what if they get in a car crash and they die? What's going to happen, you know? That's about it.
Right.
As far as my imagination can go, I would never, ever think about somebody coming and stabbing my parents and then having to come in and watch that or see that afterwards.
That's weird.
And then, you know, it's almost a surreal experience. I mean, I can only imagine. I don't know. Going in and seeing that as a 9-year-old kid, and then it all becomes so real to you. You know, it's already...
Right.
You can't even comprehend it at first. And then the guy turns a knife on you and stabs you like 9-year-old Jarrett.
Yeah.
You know, that makes it so much... And it's just a tragic deal. And, you know, imagine what these kids are going to go through, you know, right. just a traumatizing.
It's needless to say they've been through a lot in the last couple of months.
And so when we heard about this story,
that is a lot.
We decided this is the family that we wanted to help. And they don't know anything about it. And you know what's actually pretty cool about this story? And this is a small world. My dad's actually a Dallas school teacher, elementary school teacher, and works mm-hmm. in here in Dallas teaching music. I just said that twice in a different way. But
it's
just,
okay.
I just want to reiterate. But,
yeah, just want to let everybody know. Actually, Jasmine was his student.
What?
This happened Monday night. He said Tuesday, he came into his classroom, and you know, there's 4 and 5 year olds all over the place, right. and except her seat was vacant. And everyone was asking, you know, like, hey, where's Jasmine at? And all this stuff. And he said it was a pretty tough deal to go through because, you know, right. what do you say?
Yeah.
And it's a little girl. You know, you can't say, oh, you know. It's,
one, that's tragic. Then two, you know,
exactly.
the other little kids don't understand what happened to their friend. You know?
That's so sad.
So, you know, it's kind of a small world. And so when we heard the story, I mean, right away, we're like, yeah, this is it.
Right.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about how this came about and everything. We'll actually check in with Wes here in just a little bit. But so we got him a lot of stuff and we went shopping. We'll talk about the stories that happened when we went shopping this week. That was pretty fun. 2 days of shopping.
What did you get? Did you get something for yourself when you were there?
What?
I don't know. I remember at one point.
I don't remember any of that.
Something about DeLorean.
Back to the Future?
Yeah.
God, never would story do that. Has
He's like, hold
so,
on, everybody,
like,
stop.
Sad.
I know. Jeez. I'm going to go. I feel like going to sleep
Well, you know, and it's one of these deals
the
where like, she just falls asleep. And
just like, oh my God.
You get stressed and you fall asleep.
But, yeah, pretty much.
Wish I had that.
It's my life at this
so
moment.
So I don't know if I mentioned this. They're actually living with their grandparents now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to the grandparents' house about 20 minutes south of Dallas. And give them
so
these presents.
So. It's about to rain on them.
Absolutely. We'll be right back. MZ Live. We'll check in on Western in just a few minutes.
Keep listening. More MZ Live is coming up.
Join the show online at mzliveonline.com.
Hey, Bill Nye, the science guy here. Whenever I listen to the radio, I do what you're doing right now. I listen to Michael Zavala. Coincidence?
Welcome back to MZ Live. Join the show online, mzliveonline.com.
We are right in the middle of our Christmas wish list 2009.
Woo-hoo!
We're at the house, I believe, right now. Is Wes there? We got Wes?
Yeah, I'm here, dude. I'm here. I got you.
Cool. Where are you guys at?
Mike? We're right in front of the house, man.
Are you serious?
We're standing here. We're off to the side. Nobody can see us. We got the trunk popped. We got
so
all the
exciting.
Gifts ready to go.
We have our night vision
BM
goggles.
Here.
So you guys
ready to roll up in.
Cool. let's go ahead and do it. Let's make this happen.
You ready to do this?
Yeah.
Woo. Is B-Hemp dressed up as Santa Claus?
No, that would have been awesome,
what's
though.
That?
She asked if B-Hemp was dressed up as Santa Claus.
No, B-Hemp is not dressed as Santa. I'm sorry.
Lame.
All right, you ready
yeah,
to do this?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right, I'm going to roll to the door. You guys ready?
This is awesome.
Are we ready? I'm waiting. Oh, hold on, wait. I think I'm waiting on the camera.
Oh, okay.
Hold on one second.
Holy crap. I just tripped and broke my leg.
Yeah.
This is so exciting.
I feel like I'm there.
Send help.
Yeah.
Wow.
My leg, it really hurts.
It makes it sound like total publicity whores, doesn't it?
Wait for the camera.
Make it great.
We're not. We just want to document this thing.
Right.
Like, this is really cool.
We're going to have this video.
I wish you guys are here to feel like the buzz around here is really cool. Like, everybody's really excited. We're all kind of jumping up and down.
What? The cops show up.
Yeah, excuse me.
Who are you guys?
Oh, if the cops show up, it looks like we robbed the house.
Right.
I swear we're dropping this off.
So... We seem legit.
Camera on?
But yeah, give it a go. I'm almost ready to go. I'm still waiting on
I'm so nervous.
On camera stuff. And I know this is riveting radio for our listeners right now.
No, this is going to get us a Marconi Award.
Actually, I'm getting anxiety.
Yeah, I am too. I am so nervous right now. I might pee my pants.
Why are you nervous?
You guys don't be nervous. I'm excited.
Like waiting.
I'm excited.
Yeah, we're like...
This is like my first Christmas this year. And real Christmas is going to be my second
This is your
one.
First Christmas this
yeah.
year?
Well,
You're doing a really
guys,
good job of putting
I,
us
when
there.
When I go up to the door, do you want me to hand the phone off to somebody else or do you want me to keep the phone
in
my ear?
No, just keep it going.
It's weird when I'm introducing myself.
Just keep it going. Just, you know, tell who you are and kind of describe what's going on and let them know you're with a radio show. And then tell us, you know, tell them they're live on the air.
Let Erica kind of
I'm gonna give it to the grandma after we say hi, and you're gonna talk to her about what's going on, and then we're gonna hand it off to B-Hamp, and he's gonna run commentary.
That's it. Oh, really? Even better.
Yeah, B-Hamp wants to run some commentary.
He's got to wrap it to us.
What, Chrissy?
He has to wrap it to us. The commentary.
He didn't do that. He didn't
the commentary.
Not the president. Chrissy wants to know if you're going to wrap the commentary to them.
Got
to
be clean. Kids are listening.
He's doing it right now.
Oh, all right.
I got to tell you guys about being at the party.
This is the kind of exclusive stuff I get by being here.
That's right.
Oh, man.
So you
okay?
Camera on.
Looks like we're almost ready.
Almost,
I mean.
You're pacing
a light
here.
Across the street where the camera is.
Blaze, just get in there already.
I wonder if like the neighbors.
You know what? Just open the presents right
room.
Now. Just give it to him.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm so excited.
The kids are crashed out.
The cops just pulled up.
No way. They really did just pull up.
Oh shoot! Hold on one second.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no. I'm messing with you. I'm sorry.
You guys got punked. Is the camera there?
Where?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
There's no police here.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, this part of the city.
Jesus.
Hey, you guys talk amongst yourselves.
Okay, well, I just want to say that I do have a story to talk about B-Hamp. He's going to come back here. As soon as they're done, they're going to come back here.
Awesome.
And I got to say, hands down, B-Hamp was probably the best performance of the night.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody was awesome. Don't get me wrong. But when you hear what B-Hamp did, we'll talk about it. We don't want to give it away right now.
Okay, because I was about to drop
it. But when you hear what B-Hamp did, it's just amazing. We were all just looking at each other and mouths to the floor.
I'm pretty sure I saw you crying, too.
I did. I was in a little fetal position crying.
I was like, you okay, fella?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, what happened?
I'm crying when we're on stage during his performance.
Yeah.
I want to know what
Bobby
happened.
With him, but I will. I'll tell you.
I don't remember what happened. I'll
tell you live on the air. No, I'm just kidding. You got to go early.
No, Chris, you wouldn't remember anything, would you?
I don't remember anything, Wes.
We'll talk about you, too. That was something else, too.
Do you have the audio of when Chris went up there to talk on the microphone?
No, we don't have any audio of anything.
Oh, my goodness. What did he do?
Twice.
I wish you were there.
Twice.
What happened?
I party really hard.
We'll talk about
lie.
Later.
We'll, I have a good time.
We'll plug that later.
Everybody, listen to me.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
We good? Guys.
All right, hang on.
We're ready?
Hey, we're ready to go if you are.
Let's
do
go.
This.
Awesome.
Okay, yeah, we're ready to go. So here we go. I'm gonna roll up to the door.
My stomach is in knots right now.
I'm walking in their yard. I'm back on the sidewalk.
I'm nervous.
On the sidewalk. I'm approaching the front door.
Oh my God, I'm painting my
nails. I'm closer to the door than I was 5 seconds ago. Now I'm ringing the doorbell.
Captivating.
Oh my God.
Here we go. Who are y'all?
Yeah.
No, they live next door.
It's Wes Davis. You want to answer the door? Hi.
That's great.
Yeah, awesome.
They don't know who I am. That's bad.
Scary. All right.
You have like a chainsaw.
How are you? I'm Wes Davis with MZ Live. We're a radio show in Dallas, and we just wanted to see if we could drop off some Christmas presents a little bit early, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Is that cool? What's up? Yeah, we got a truck full. What's up? How are you guys doing? How's it going? Yeah.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Awesome. What's happening? Oh, I don't know what we're doing. I'm about to show you that. Give us a second.
I thought it was two kids.
Yeah, we got a whole audience rolling in the house. There's a bunch of excited kids.
Oh, I bet.
And
Christmas coming early.
So, hold on 1 second. I'm going to pass the phone off to somebody, and you can tell them what's going on, Michael.
That'll work.
This gentleman right here?
That's my parent.
Okay, and what's his name?
Wes Brooks.
Okay, Mr. Brooks. Hey, I'm Wes Davis with MZ Live. I got a guy on the phone that wants to talk to you for a second. Is that okay?
Who is that?
Michael from our radio
Santa
show.
Claus from North
Pole. Tell you about what we're doing here. Is that all right?
Why does he sound like Ray Romano?
Promise it's okay. It's a good surprise. I promise. It's a good surprise. I promise.
Okay.
Hold up your ear.
Hello.
Mr. Brooks, how are you doing?
Hello?
Are you there?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Well, I want to introduce our show to you. I know you probably don't know who we are, but we're a show that we heard about your situation, that you guys went through a tough time, and we want to do something to help make your Christmas a little bit better this year. We put together a concert last week, and people donated money to buy the presents that we're about to bring into you guys. So I want to kind of go through what we've got for the kids there, and if that's okay with you. We've got a couple of race cars in the box there. We've got a couple of DVDs. We've got a basketball, football. We've got a basketball goal there. We've got some spy gear. We've got some, what else we got? We got some, I forgot what else. What was it called? Oh,
we got those Legos guys.
Yeah,
Lego
a little Bionicle guys in there. We also have a Nintendo Wii in there for these guys with a couple of games in there. Was it Smash Brothers in there?
Uh-huh.
We've got Nintendo Wii in there. And we also, you know, we didn't forget about you guys. We know that, you know, it's probably a tough deal financially for you to inherit two kids like that. So what we did is we went out and got you guys some gift cards. We've got $250 to Walmart, and we've got a $50 gift card to Target for you, if that's cool.
Okay.
And we've also got a couple little surprises for you too. We've got Bounce House Buddies in Arlington is actually going to be donating a bounce house for a day just for you guys. And you can kind of call up, and whenever you're ready for a bounce house, they'll bring it to you. And we've also got a salon that's going to give you guys free haircuts anytime, you know, just one free haircut for each of the family. And then we also got some shoes that are brought to you. And Beeham's actually got that there. So we just want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas. I know, you know, we try to. Ray is actually the one who helped put all this together. We wanted to help you guys out. I mean, I just hope.
All right. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Hey,
I
appreciate it.
Whatever we could do to help you guys out. I know it's not much, but we wanted to really help you guys out there.
Okay, I'll be out there in one second. Where's the house move? Now, that's beautiful. I thank you so much.
No problem. If you guys need anything else, definitely let us know. Is Wes around there anywhere?
Okay.
Is Wes around there? Thank you.
Hey, guys. I'm going to go take this over to BM and see if he wants to run some commentary, but this is awesome, guys.
Awesome.
It's pretty fun.
Cool.
Hold on one second.
This kid's so angry. I don't know. He's on that.
You want to tell him what's up?
Hello?
What's up, B-Hamp?
Hey, what's up, y'all? We got to make this good. You know, his battery's low, but we're going in. We're going to step outside now. We're going to step outside and show the kids all the presents, you know.
Oh,
it's
man.
There's a lot of little kids here, too.
Really?
It's like 80 of them. Yeah, we're all having fun.
That's awesome.
We're all having fun.
Well, that's real cool.
They all hit the Ricky Bobby.
Really? They all know Ricky Bobby?
Yeah, and he was eating some cookies.
Oh, that's
really good.
Oh, wow.
I don't know
awesome.
What they taste like, but they smell like they was really good. You know? All the kids are out there, we're looking at the gifts right now.
Oh,
you know?
Man. Are they still in the vehicle?
Yeah, we're in the vehicle right now.
Perfect.
Yeah, with all the presents.
Get all those kids to hook you guys up.
Fun. His phone just made a noise. I hope it didn't down, y'all. But we're still going in, you know. BM's on the commentary. We got one step to the left, one step to the right. They both have gifts in their hands. Going down.
Man, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
Now, BM, do they have a Christmas tree and everything inside?
Well, yes, they do.
Perfect.
And the house is fully decorated.
Oh, even better. So that's more gifts for the tree, you know?
That's awesome.
You know, yeah, those never made by you.
This is some.
Oh, real quick, real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is some stuff out of a movie.
Got it. Hey,
yeah.
Are you guys still there?
Yeah.
Got it. Guys, this is freaking awesome.
Are they opening presents already?
I mean, I opened the door and, like, we just got swarmed. And, Wes, the grandfather, didn't really want to talk on the phone because he didn't like surprises, but I think he likes this one.
Yeah, I think after we talked to him, he wasn't sure what was going on, and then I told him everything we got him, and he was just like, I think he was ecstatic after that.
I could see it on his face that you were telling him what was going on.
Yeah,
I heard him cuss under his breath.
Who are these?
I mean,
women?
Guys, this is totally worth it. This is great.
Awesome.
Are they opening presents right now?
I'm getting sad. You can tell the country came out of my voice.
Well, yeah, are they opening presents? Because I thought I heard somebody say Bionicle.
We're getting presents out of the car.
I don't know what that is.
Like Legos.
I mean, it's a lot of fun to watch this. I mean, everybody's really excited about it, and I think this is going to be a good Christmas for them.
Cool.
That's awesome. Really cool. Yeah, that's really awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome.
So, we'll let you go because I know
what's
you guys
that?
Got some stuff to do and shoot some video and stuff. This video is going to be available for viewing on Christmas Day. How cool is that? You get to watch
this. That's awesome.
That'll be awesome. I can't wait to see it. And guys, I'll see you back in the studio in a few minutes, okay?
That'll work.
Thank you, Wes.
All right. Bye.
Bye, Wes.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Wow.
Cute. That's awesome.
Snaps
man.
To everyone.
I really
that's
wish
hot.
I was there.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Yeah. I'm trying not to cry. I'm just kidding.
I'd cry if I had feelings.
I like the grandpa. Like.
Yeah, he was really cool.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that, again, like I said, he was unsure, but then he understood what we were doing, and then all of a sudden it became, you know, he's like, well, thank you guys. You know what I mean?
I thought he was trying to rush you off.
What if he was like,
no.
No.
I bet he's in shock, like, what's going on?
I can't wait to see the video. That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good thing to sit around on Christmas Day and watch this video. Especially people that donated. You can see your money in action.
Cool.
You know?
That's cool.
This has been Christmas Wishlist 2009. MZ Live.
The new MZ Live. Dip it, drop it, flip it up, rub it down, whatever. Join the show online at mzliveonline.com. MZ Live.
Hey, what's happening? This your boy T. Wiz, and you listen to MZ Live.
Ric Flair with it.
Yeah, we'll do one with that, the Ric Flair. I'm sorry for the white people in the room, guys.
You're listening to MZ Live.
Hi, what's up? This is Ronnie Fice from the Metal Militia. You're listening to MZ Live.
Check us out on the web at mzliveonline.com.
I got to tell you something about Ronnie. Ronnie's going to be here on January 23rd.
On the show?
With Metal Militia. We should get him to come on the show.
Yeah, he could maybe do some bike stuff outside.
I think it's a Saturday, though. I think it's a Saturday, 23rd Saturday.
We can do something.
Tape it.
But you know what? Yeah. He's riding. He's doing a tour thing right now. He's riding, so he's going to be here.
Cool. Real cool.
I was going to tell you, Michael, just a cute little Christmas thing if people are bored at home and want to do something. We were at Deutschland's house, and there's a website where you can get Santa to personally talk to somebody through email.
Oh, my God. It's the coolest thing ever.
What's his email
personally
address?
Personally talk to you
the real
through
Santa.
Email.
What's his
the
email address?
Yeah, it's a video.
You go to...
So you can type in what you want him to say?
No, it's Santa really
well,
talking.
Well, I mean, yeah, but he'll read your script. Is that what? Is that pretty much what you want you have
dance
to do?
Dance for me, Santa.
What
dance.
Is it called?
What's the website?
Oh, I thought you knew.
Hold on. I got it. Hold on.
Yeah,
do you know Santa Claus has his own Twitter?
Hey, I'm sure just personally, for everybody
portable,
out there...
PortableNorthPole.tv.
You know, while we're on that subject...
Santa Claus has gone high tech.
I would like to personally give everybody a present, and that is me singing Jingle Bells.
No, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that.
Really?
No, I already got that like present today,
Jingle
so I'm good.
Bells. Yeah. Country version.
Josh knows to turn your mic off if you start singing.
We should actually record her and put it on our like MZ Live Christmas CD next year.
Why would you even think of something like that?
Why would you promote something like that?
We could all have like a Christmas
CD recorded. I have a beautiful voice. I'm like Mariah Carey.
On crack.
She's Kariah Mary.
That's right.
All right. So about this personalized email thing, there's one you can do for like gold medalists. Like Carly Patterson. I'm going to have her.
Why would you want a gold medalist to email you?
No, it's not an email. It's a voicemail. Oh. They leave you a voicemail. So I'm going to have like Carly like, hey, we had a great time last night.
Chris Angel has something.
I'm going to do that. Yeah. Hey, Michael, because she won't ever return my phone calls in real life. So I'm just going to have her. I'm going to pay her to talk to me.
She's a very busy woman.
She's not that busy.
She just got a CD, I heard.
Yeah.
Wow. And they're playing her music on a brand new TV show.
I don't even care.
You go, Carly.
What else? She's angry and bitter.
She broke because she broke his heart.
Her music what has happened, been picked dude? Up by On Demand.
First of all, he stalked her for like a year.
Yeah. Is that weird? Is that not
no, it's not weird. I thought it was perfectly normal.
Then when she came here, she sat on the other side of the room.
She led me
way
on
in
when
the corner.
She came on the show.
In the back.
All right, but here's what happened afterwards. I went to go shake her hand and she gave me a hug.
And that was it for you? You can't owe yourself.
Yeah, I can.
That's the rules.
Just did it. No, I mean, I thought we had something, and then she never...
From that one hug.
Yeah. And we tweet each other sometimes.
It was like...
She thinks you're somebody else.
Yeah. Well, I do have a picture of Taylor Lautner on my profile pic.
That's
I think
hot.
He looks like a bat, though, actually.
He's, no way.
He's hot. Is he 18 yet?
He's 17.
He's an Aquarius.
18,
who is that? I don't even know.
He may not be 18. I don't know. He may not
be 18. The guy from Twilight.
TMZ's doing a countdown until he's 18.
Why? Remember when they did that with the Olsen twins and look what happened?
That's dirty, man.
Yeah.
They disappeared.
Well, no, they got ugly.
No.
That's disgusting. Weird. Meanwhile, you were counting down.
That is so.
I was not a part of that. I had friends that were a part
it's
of that.
Your it's your screensaver.
Yeah.
By the way, like, how are the Olsen twins so rich? Like, who buys their stuff? Really?
They're billionaires.
Is there a production company? Right.
They're
right?
billionaires.
Oh, the production company.
And then they have like a fashion line, right?
Yeah,
and
but
then
no
they
one wears
to
it.
Walmart.
Right?
Yeah, little kids.
Yeah, homeless people wear it all the time.
Oh, are you wearing it now?
Are you kidding me? Little kids wear it.
Wes wears it. Actually.
Yeah, this is an Olsen twin bra.
Yeah,
I didn't know they made them so big.
They don't, I'm not wearing one, so.
Prove it.
It's all natural, Olsen. By the Olsen.
When are you leaving again?
I thought
you said you had to leave.
I have the Olsen panties on, though.
I thought you said you had to leave, Chrissy.
Flowers.
All right.
I do have to leave, but I want to do this Secret Santa thing because I like presents. Because I like presents, and then I'm bouncing.
She wants her presents. That's what it is.
Thanks.
She's bouncing.
Bounce.
Okay.
I'm gonna be like, ew, y'all can have this.
We had a performer
nice snobbery
last weekend. And he's here now. Actually, one of the guys from the group is here now. Black Dollar, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
I say it right, Black Dollar? Is that
what
it is?
That's okay. Right.
That is a badass name.
You should let me do a rap intro.
You should. You should never let her do anything for you.
I wonder
don't,
her what she
don't
got.
Encourage it.
Yeah. Yeah, don't encourage it.
She but, has a cool song called Stilettos.
Yeah, you're gonna love that.
No,
it's actually the,
you want to do a line
on my
it?
Song.
It's actually a main cause
it's
of
not
suicide.
My song.
So,
it's oh the main cause of suicide.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that is so wrong, man.
Bad
and accurate.
Yeah. So true though. But you know, you performed. Your group is called
as Lyrical Athletes.
Lyrical Athletes. Okay. Yeah. And you guys, it's you and it's somebody else, right?
It's me and my little brother, but it's like four different artists, and all together we're the Lyrical Athletes.
Real cool. Real cool. Now, you guys performed a couple of songs at our Christmas deal, and we appreciate that. You guys helped us out.
Yeah, and I appreciate y'all for having us.
Oh, man, we appreciate
you
guys. Yeah, you guys did really good, too. You guys did really well. And at least your CD didn't skip in the middle like T-Wills. That was, I felt so bad for him. But,
was he lip-singing?
No. He was there. He was like, do the nature. And then it would stop. It just cut out.
Yeah.
And everyone would start booing. And
No
way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were there, Chris. You were the one that started booing. Yeah. No, they didn't boo T-Wills.
I don't remember anything.
They didn't boo T-Wills. They booed because the CD stopped.
Oh. I wasn't there for that. Did that really happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to walk out of the room because I was getting stressed.
I was really drunk.
You walked backwards. Yeah. Crept out of there.
Yeah, where's Michael at? He's outside.
Speaking of T,
he ran away.
He's doing his video shoot this Sunday.
Yeah, we're gonna do that.
I hope to make it.
Okay, so maybe not.
You're gonna be
so that's a no.
Yeah.
I just got a really big party on Saturday, and like you know how I do. Yeah. So I don't know if I'll wake up the next.
What? Day. How did you come up with Lyrical Athletes?
Actually, it was the company's idea. Co-Cash, the producer. You know, he put it all together.
Cool.
Came up with the name Lyrical Athletes.
Now, how do you find you guys?
And
You can find us on www.longgreenmusic.com.
Well, how did he find you? How did the company find you? Like, did you send him demos, or how did you get started? Pretty much.
Actually, I met Cold Cash back in 2004 when I got out the Army.
Oh, really? You were in the Army?
I was in the Army.
That's gonna be what we're gonna talk about next.
I did 8 years. I did 8 years.
Wow.
In the Army.
Really?
Oh.
Man, that's committed.
8 years, and you look so young. You look like so you went in at 8.
What's the Army? There. Be all you can be.
Be all you can be. Army of one
in
now.
In the Army.
Did you serve over there in that war?
Yeah, I went to the war too.
To Afghanistan?
No, Iraq.
Anybody?
You went to Iraq?
Yes.
Wow.
Were you in battle?
Yeah, did you get in battle at all?
Yeah, it was a battle.
Did you blow some people up?
No, I didn't blow no people up.
As you can tell, we've never met anybody from the Army before, so we're very excited.
You didn't get hurt or anything.
No, I'm here in one piece, so.
Man, well, that's awesome.
We had a guest last week who was shot 5 times, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. Or shot at 5 times.
Shot at 5 times.
No, he got shot 5 times, but was shot at 30 times.
He got shot in his leg and his chest,
something like
shot
that.
But that was
he was shot like 30 bullets are flying everywhere. But
that wasn't anything glorious for our country. That was him probably like driving by a bad part of town or something.
He survived. Yeah.
Cause for a scene in a movie.
That's why I carry my gun on me at all times.
So what it's like in the movies,
that's scary.
Really what it's like over there.
Really?
That's what it looks like.
Now, were you one of those guys, like, I always thought if I was drafted or whatever, I'd always have an iPod and play, like, Rage Against the Machine or something. I would do it in slow motion, though. I would get so into it, like, in a movie, and I would get up in slow motion.
No one's shooting, you just didn't want to watch.
Yeah. Like, everyone's like, what is he doing? And I'm just like.
And you get shot.
You got that warm paint on your eyes, like Rambo.
They shoot me, and I start going backwards in slow motion.
Matrix.
I'm hit.
What was that voice that you did?
No.
That sounded Indian.
Now
that was Mexican.
Mexican?
Did you sign up for the army or like you wanted to go to the army?
Yeah,
like,
I signed up.
Your
first 2 months after I graduated high school, I went.
Wow!
Did your mama make you? She like you're going to the army.
No, it was my decision.
Was
just,
it?
Well, yeah.
You know, just to get away.
Whose mom sends them to the army?
What are you talking about? All the time.
No, I don't know if anybody's mom has sent them.
Okay, well, my mom sent me to a place. Wasn't the army?
Well,
but I mean, like the army.
She sent you
I
to
can
college.
Understand that.
To the mom.
She sent me to school every day for 12 years.
Why did she do it?
I don't understand.
How about my own life?
I mean, there was no harm in it, but but so anyway, so you went to the army and then you came back, started this rap group, or were
yeah,
part
I got
of
out. And I moved back to Dallas, and that's when I met Cold Cash.
Yeah.
He's a producer. He's from L.A. So, you know, he just been taking me under his wing the whole time,
yeah,
teaching me the game. Then 2008, started recording.
That's real cool.
I want to hear some of the music because he has a cool voice, just speaking voice.
We don't
like,
have it,
whoa,
though, right now. We'll put it in later. What? But you
what
go to
was
your MySpace. That was me trying not
I thought
to burp.
You were going to throw up. I was like, what's going on?
That's going to happen one day, though, I guarantee you.
But you can check it out on my MySpace at myspace.com/black$81, BLACDOLLA81.
Let's go back.
Like,
oh, you were spelling out black dollar. I was like, there's more to it? I was like, oh, I got to write that down. I'm a
DOLLA.
DOLLA.
Dollar.
And now, have you rapped before you went to the Army? Did you rap through high school or anything like that? Really?
No. I used to write.
Yeah.
Then. You
so
know.
You haven't done any of this stuff before, and you came back, got right into this deal,
yes,
never done it before.
Wow, good for you.
That's awesome.
I just got a love for music.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a creativity deal. You know, if you really enjoy what you're doing, it's going to show in your music.
Yeah,
you know?
Especially if you got the right people around you.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Then it's going
to
show
they
in
understand
the music.
What you're trying to do. They understand your vision. They understand what you're trying to do in this song, and they make it happen for you. Stuff that you can't do, they're your extra arms and legs.
Everybody feed off each other, and
right,
it's just one team. Ain't
right,
no I in team.
Yeah, I understand. That's
I hate
real.
That,
but
whatever,
there
man,
is an M and an E.
Y'all look at what I wrote.
E.
Yeah, there's an I in I team. So
what? There's an M and an E.
In team?
Yeah, that's true. That's actually true.
Me? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Mind blowing.
Yeah. What about what about group?
There we go.
There's no I in group.
There's a
the
U.
Yeah. What else? What else can we do?
Let's not find
I'm
out.
So
this is actually pretty entertaining to me. I enjoyed that.
I love spelling.
Sometimes I'm smart.
Wow. I'm
that.
So glad. Like,
I bet she's trying to come
this
up
is
with
the first
else.
Time tonight. I was glad you're here.
I'm serious.
I want to hear
I'm
some
just kidding.
Stuff. I want to hear some.
You can go to his MySpace.
Well,
MySpace.com.
Do you think you could give us some, like right now, like a little.
Yeah, can you do a little
a
radio
little
edit?
Something?
Yes, I can do a radio edit.
Really? Let's do some. I'm sorry, I was listening to what's going on down there. What were you saying?
Yeah, you can do a radio edit.
Do you need
a
beat?
What about your music? Here he goes. See, that's my
you
want
a beat?
Look at that. Look at that big smile.
Mike, you can come up
space.
To anything.
Michael,
as long as you have a beat.
Hold on, let Michael go to the beat lab.
We're
going to
let Dutchess do the intro.
Because I'm digging his voice. I'm like, can we hear it?
If I just give you a beat, can you freestyle?
Yeah.
Got to be clean, though.
Okay.
And it's got to be Christian lyrics.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, man. Wow.
All right, give me a second to find some.
Pop that.
Find
it. Hey, pop that.
Baby.
Spiritual.
That's not it. All right.
Hoorah, hoorah, hoorah.
Ask him some questions while
She's
I do this, guys.
She's got a big old kitty cat.
So you guys have any shows coming up?
Actually, Jay Coop, he set up some.
That's
we opening
guy.
Up for Mike Jones on New Year's.
No way!
Shut up.
Wow!
Right down here
and
in
Mike
Deep
Jones
Elm,
coming.
The Taj Lounge, the Taj.
Oh yeah, I heard about that
Mike
show.
Jones.
Yeah, I should check it out.
Yeah, so we're gonna be opening up for Mike
that's
Jones.
On, that's on New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
I'm about to go. To
I
that.
Love it when you check use your man voice.
But that is Mike Jones, like the chop and screw
stuff. I know, but I love when
Mike. Mike. Could you imagine?
No, that's the opera voice.
Mike Jones.
What's all going on that night? Who else is on that bill?
Actually, I don't even know.
Just a lot of people.
They
me?
Just tell me where I need to go.
Mike
I go
Jones and me.
So after awesome. The Army, you're like, man, let me get to making music. I better like stop wasting this time. Let me just do it now. Now,
yeah,
because
when I was in Iraq, I bought a beat machine. So that's what I wanted to do.
Ew.
I wanted to produce. So in my free time, I was making beats. Then uh-huh.
You could
writing.
Use your
shooting
beat
people.
Machine in his beat lab and come up with some pretty good stuff, I bet.
Probably so.
So they really give y'all free time in the Army?
Why you need a beat machine when you've got Fruity Loops?
What is free time? 15 minutes, 20 minutes? What's free time in the Army?
It's like a regular 9 to 5. You work 9 to 5.
And then you're off.
Yeah, then you're off till the next morning. You get up at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, now, exercise.
That's terrible. I try those,
especially when you're hungover.
Oh, I bet.
Did you ever see those big old camel spiders I keep hearing about?
Yes.
Those are camel scary. Spiders. Those what? Things like yell
easy
at
now.
You.
Easy.
I don't yell like at you. Them. They scream at you. They chase
Who?
You and they scream
Who?
At you.
Have you heard about these camel spiders?
Scream,
when they get,
they're
like
this
big.
They're not that big.
Let's
let
them
real big.
Whatever. They're like this big.
Please tell us.
Can you tell us?
Camel spiders. Yeah.
Yes, camel spiders. We
I just happen to have one right here. It's on a leash.
Yeah.
We had them in our tent. So when I went over there, it was 2003, 2004 when it first started. We had like 50 people in one tent, co-ed tent. So
what's going on there?
There was a lot of going on there.
Do you guys get to drink? Like,
y'all get to
is
play
there any
video
alcohol
games?
Or anything in there?
Yes, really? Alcohol.
You guys make
a pull?
Iraqi moonshine.
Iraqi moonshine. I bet that mess you up.
Got this beat.
Uh-oh.
You guys ready to hear it?
Let's do
wait,
it.
Wait, no, not yet. Camel spiders.
I think he's already done with that.
No, okay, wait. I'll just tell you real quick. When they bite you, they deaden you, so you don't even know that they're eating you, and like literally they'll take your whole arm off.
Is that true?
Then I got kangaroo
rats. Is that what happened to your arm?
Yeah, that's what happened to mine.
A robotic arm.
Yeah. I've never even heard of a camel spider. Scary.
Have you heard of a kangaroo rat?
No. What is that?
Oh.
A rat that like jumps what it like a kangaroo?
No way!
Oh my God. Yeah.
What are these hybrids? who's making these?
What do you mean? What?
Are they edible? Like, can you eat them in case you're like out
there? Why would you just eat it?
Why is that your first thought?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're stranded in the desert, what the hell are you going to eat? You're not going
to
eat a whatever spider.
They talk.
You have to drink your own pee.
I missed that.
Can you drink your own
for vitamins?
Pee?
Yes.
All right, we'll go ahead and
you
just
probably
do.
Can. I heard it's good for protein, but I never tried it.
We'll go ahead and
see
do freestyle
do it right now.
All right, let's hear. He's gonna.
People are like, "How about camel spiders? Do you eat your own crap? Like, how do we get off on that?" All right, this is
that weird.
Yeah, this is. You know, it's nothing. Nothing major. Whatever.
Okay.
Can you use that? Can you use that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'm here on MZ Live. Online, Black D-O-D-L-L-A, about that time. From the OC, got to shine. Put it down, D-Town, yeah, we on our grind. Put it up, represent right where you're from. Long green in the house, gotta get it done. Like this, like that, where you at? On hood, put it up, let me hit it from the back. Do my thing, yeah, I'ma roll it up. I'm blowing on the best when I'm rolling up. Yeah, smelling like nothing but the good stuff. Hold up, man, you don't wanna get touched. Got them boys over there, they leave you hush. Over, man, leave you over in a slump. I'ma do my thing like that. Who it is, man, it's that boy called Black. Don't forget the dollar, might make a holler. Came back in, four dudes in them parlors. Gorilla tent, that's a photo. Coming on down, they wanna take photos. Just like that, hold up, here we go, yeah.
That's amazing.
Now, if you want to buy, download that song.
Yeah, you can download it right now. iTunes.com.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I
now,
love
that's
that.
From Oak Cliff.
Oak Cliff.
I love
photos.
Oak Cliff. Now, I want to let you know if you want to buy that song. If you want to buy that beat, it's available for purchase.
Oh,
there we can sell for
$10.
And then I come in. Oh.
Yeah. All right, guys, we'll be right back. Thanks, Dala.
Appreciate y'all for having me.
You're listening to MZ Live. Join the show online at mzliveonline.com.
Hi, what's up? This is Ronnie Fice from the Metal Militia. You're listening to MZ Live.
Check us out on the web at mzliveonline.com.
West just texted. They are still on their way back. They actually left a little later than what we thought because the kids loved B-Ham.
Aww.
And who doesn't?
That's awesome.
Wow.
I love B-Ham.
I have a man crush on B-Ham. I will.
Do you have
that.
A man crush on him?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Just a man crush. Is man crushes aren't embarrassing.
Well, you know, he is rather large and you're kind of tiny.
Yeah.
So he'll make you feel small and
I just
beautiful.
Want to feel the scruff on his
right.
scruffy chin.
I just
want to
do
back.
The Ricky Bobby with him one day, just like me and him. Like on a mountaintop.
That's what the kids are
on
calling
a mountaintop.
You can like ride on a motorcycle hugging him. No,
that's not a man crush. That's a real crush. Man crush is like, let's do man stuff together. Let's just hang out, spend time.
Do you want to go
that's
watch the football
gay,
game
Michael?
Together?
No, it's not
that's
gay.
Kind of gay.
And man. Share some popcorn.
You
no, I would not share.
Each other?
No.
Do you know the popcorn trick?
Yeah, when you go to a movie with a guy, do you sit right next to each other or do you have a seat in between?
I do a seat in between.
Yeah, I do the seat in between. Because if you sit right next to it, it's awkward. Liars. Awkward, right?
Why is that awkward?
Then when I take a date, I sit on
your
lap.
For you, it wouldn't be.
I would enjoy it. Guys can't like accidentally touch each other. Like, maybe he's gay.
Yeah.
Maybe I have a chance.
Okay, so we're going to play White Elephant Game.
Yeah, because they're not here yet. So we're going to go ahead and do this.
Who named it White Elephant?
I don't know. Some guy. It's been like that for years.
And don't you think you remember that Winnie the Pooh movie Heffalump?
And the
doesn't
white
that seem like that would be a real name for an elephant?
I don't know.
Too?
I have to go soon. Like I really want a gift.
Yeah,
so.
She wants a gift. Okay.
Greedy.
So explain the rules.
Okay, so the rules are is you have the gifts out and you write however many there are and you put it in a bowl and you grab
it's an MZ Live cup.
Is it wet?
And then you pull it and then so let's see what number I get.
Ew, I smell armpit.
Okay.
Gross.
Number three,
that is...
One.
Aaron can play two.
One,
that's
two.
Three.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so then...
Eric
so
needs to play. Come on, Eric.
So then I tell what it is. Oh my gosh, cool. It's a gift card to 7-Eleven.
I want it.
Somebody else goes, and then if they want to steal my gift, they can steal my gift, or they can clean the trash.
Did you guys not get the email? It's something from your house, not somebody else.
I forgot. I had to go do that too.
That
Michael
said that it had to be something funny from your house.
It's probably nothing. It's probably nothing. The minute
I saw that, and reminded me of you, Duchess, a little dynamo thing on there.
Listeners, it had to have been something funny from the house.
Sweet.
I get number one.
Number one.
That's me!
The big orange bag with Lucy on
that's
it.
That's me.
Can I open
it? This is so you. Well,
you guys are adorable.
That's going to be...
Oh,
yeah.
My God. It's a big
that's
glass
cool.
with lips on it. I love you.
It's a martini glass with lips on it.
I want that. God. I'm going to steal that.
That is so mine.
Yeah.
It's mine forever. Well, I got two gifts today. Thank you,
Eric,
Deutschland.
I'll be nice. I'm going
to
let you go.
Okay.
Let's go, Eric.
Go, Eric. Go, Eric.
Oh, my God.
Number, what, the Z? What is this?
Let me see.
Try two.
Oh. Why would it be Z?
I don't know. It looks like a Z to
oh
me.
Oh, my God.
I'll take present number Z.
Roll out to make it funny. Make it interesting.
This is, oh, my God.
Which one's good talk?
There's nothing in here. No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say.
Like, what?
Oh, my God. This is
a parking
so
ticket.
Funny.
Oh, my God. Okay, tied.
I brought that.
You wouldn't something like that.
If you want to hear Duchess do that sound again, just get tied and give it to somebody.
Stain release. It's an in-wash booster.
Oh my God.
Stain out, no doubt.
My pterodactyl.
Well, Michael told me it had to be something from your house.
That's good,
like, cool.
though.
That is from your house.
That's good.
God, it's hilarious.
There's only two presents out there. One of them's going to be mine. Watch.
Okay,
tied.
Hey, it smells good. Four. I told you, four.
That's not you. Four is that one. Michael gets the champagne. Unless he steals somebody's gift. Unless he steals
what'd you get, Rowan? What'd you get?
You bastard! I got you that for your birthday.
What? When was the last time you washed this? There's like coffee stains in there.
It's a re-gift.
Wait, can we get a hot
or like tobacco?
No, Roland, you have to go get it hot real quick.
That's hot,
yeah.
Dude.
No.
If you get it hot, the pants come off.
If I get it hot, the pants come off.
Yeah, that was my birthday gift
Michael,
this year.
How are you gonna put that as a re-gift?
Please,
it's in comedy. I'm gonna steal it back.
I spent money on that.
I'm gonna steal it back.
Ew! And what is in there?
That's the coffee that was in there back in April.
I'm gonna use that with pride, dude. Screw you guys.
Yeah.
We should use the Tide to get that.
Here we go. Here.
And what do I get? Hold on, I didn't open this up.
Ooh. Oh, a bottle of wine.
Barefoot
for the guy who doesn't drink.
What? Yeah. What year is this?
Oh, last year.
2009.
Last week.
It's grape juice, right?
Hey, can we rub the mug and maybe his pants will drop?
Yeah, I'm going to go to 7-Eleven. They'll be like, ma'am, there's some money on this card.
All right, hold on. Now we got to do... Okay, so we got this. Everybody open their presents. Now, you can trade, right?
No. You had to do it before your turn.
What?
Oh, so you either pick the gift or you pick somebody else's gift.
Well, why didn't you say that?
She did say that.
I did. You weren't listening.
She said that.
You weren't
too busy being
you're
hilarious.
A girl. I don't listen to girls like my GPS. That's why I always get lost.
Oh my god! I absolutely love my mug. Like I'm never giving it away.
You want to trade the stripper mug?
Yeah, I want it.
You want it back?
Yeah.
I'm so upset at you.
I was just kidding. It was a joke.
I know. How can you bring that?
I'll give it back to you when you leave.
Hey, you can drink that wine in your little wine glass. Your little,
oh my god!
Bust it open.
This is our rap party. This is our rap party deal after the show. No, don't give him tips. He'll start talking.
What else do you have for me?
He doesn't know.
What else do you have for me? Watch out, there goes my knife.
It's afterwards. Before you leave, I'm going to give you something.
Are we really going to drink the lights? Baby, turn the lights out. Oh, man. We just lost all our listeners.
We dropped to zero.
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
Hey, our guest just kind of like ran away.
Who, Dala?
Yeah.
Dala?
Dala, Dala, Bill, y'all.
He was in here and he was laughing and then y'all started singing and he ran away.
Oh, whatever. That's what happens.
Actually, there's another bottle of wine down there, too.
If anybody knows Ashley from O-Town, seriously.
I love him.
Me too.
Sarah asked that.
I love O-Town. I saw them in concert at Six Flags.
Sexy.
Oh, my gosh. You want to sing some O-Town?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
I have a headache now.
We got to take a break. You're gone after this,
I'm
right?
I'm gone.
You're going to Kansas tonight.
I'm going to Kansas, and then I'm going to Colorado to go skiing, and then I'm going to Vegas. Wow.
Thank you for inviting me to Colorado.
I'm going to Vegas.
That's a Merry Christmas.
That was Oprah. Very Oprah-ish. Mm-hmm. Do you like my shirt, by the way?
It's very tight.
I'm trying to, it makes me look buff.
Please don't flex your little boy.
Did you get it in the little boy section?
Yeah.
Do you get it from Ross?
He's massaging Target. His brand new implant.
Wes was there. Wes and I picked it out.
He's massaging his mammaries.
I'm trying to dress more edgier. I'm trying to get away from the Ray Romano image. You know why? Because this guy I was having a meeting with, he came down with me.
I think you should do Justin Timberlake like you did at the party.
Well, I'll do that from time to time. But like I was sitting next to this guy.
Something with your hair, maybe.
Yeah, I need it. Well, today I tried to straighten it. It didn't work. Sorry. But no, I was with this sales guy, and he was telling me, he was trying to get me to buy his stuff, and I didn't want to care about it, but he's like, I like your shirt, and I noticed he was wearing the exact same shirt that I was wearing, and he's like, I know where you shop at now. I'm like, where? He goes, Walmart. I'm like, ah, oh, dang it.
Why would you call me out? Dang it.
So now I'm like, all right, well, I know that your whatever you're selling is crap, because you haven't sold anything, you're shopping at Walmart. Thanks. All right, well, Duchess.
Yes.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you guys too. Y'all have a good one.
Are you coming back before New Year's?
I'll be back. No. I'll be in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
And I told everybody that I was going to start drinking again for my New Year's resolution.
That's a good promise.
Thank
God.
I've been sober for way too long.
Dude, I go visit her.
It's about time. I've been praying for it.
I got one to drink with.
Yeah.
I go to her condo and we're just like staring at each other. I'm like, Deutsche, you want a drink? She's like, I don't drink.
They can watch TV.
Well, we do.
I'm like, can you do my makeup?
Play some video games. You need to teach him how to play video games. She didn't play video games.
I know.
Instead, I give her back rubs and I watch her take a tub bath and everything.
So he's your slave pretty much when he comes over.
I was taking a bath and he came in there like he owns the place.
You're totally straight, Chris.
He just sat there on the counter talking to me while I was in the bubble.
Yeah, totally straight.
I was putting on powder. So she took off all her clothes. She took off all her clothes and she like pointed her toes and dipped it slowly in the water. And then she splashed in there like she took a splash.
Continue.
Yeah. All right, guys. See you later, Duchess.
Bye.
See you next year.
Bye, guys.
Stay tuned. More MZ Live is coming up.
Join the show online. MZLiveOnline.com. Welcome back to MZ Live. Check us out on the web at MZLiveOnline.com.
Man, I don't know what you guys did over there, but it sounded awesome.
Oh, man, that was fun.
Did anybody cry?
There was some tears. There wasn't, like, any outright, like, bawling.
Yeah, I think it was mostly good. Because... You can grab your headphones, Eric. Yeah. I'm sorry. Oh. Yeah,
you're going to want to be able to hear.
Yeah.
Oh, are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
Hi.
It just sounded really cool, and I wish we could have seen more. Obviously, there's limited amount of stuff we could do over the phone, but...
It was hard to convey it over the phone, but, yeah. Man, I mean, when we opened the door... We were swarmed. I mean, the whole family was in there.
Really?
Yeah, and there were a bunch of kids, and it was fun, and it was just like...
Ten kids.
Really?
Yeah, there was a ton of kids.
The Ricky Bobby.
They all knew the Ricky Bobby?
Yeah, they knew it. Oh,
that's awesome.
BM was the celebrity of the hour, man.
Is he here? Awesome. Is he downstairs?
I don't know if he's here yet.
He's not here yet? Okay.
Are they coming back?
Oh, he bailed? He's done.
Did he bail?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good deal,
nice. They said, "Is he coming back?" I guess he was supposed to come back. You didn't know anything. Okay.
Okay. So
he's not coming.
All right. Well, B-Amp,
no problem.
B-Amp was awesome to be there, and the kids got. I mean, you should have seen their faces when they just kept pulling gifts out of the car and kept more and more came out. They were just amazed. And we let them open one because, you know, Erica over here goes and spoils it. She's like, let him open the big present. And all the kids went on it like they're. It was like watching piranhas devour a cow.
Yeah, oh, I bet.
Oh, my God.
It was amazing.
And what did they say?
Oh, they loved it.
They were like,
were they screaming when they saw it like, ah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Because we had the car all set up with the back part open and we like put all the gifts out. And so they were just like, oh my God. Like, but it was kind of weird because they had all their cousins there and it was for Jared and Jerome. So we're like, oh.
Yeah. But, no, but I mean, it was cool. They understood. They understood what was going on. And I mean,
the family. BET?
Yeah, that was the big question we got. Is this going to be on BET? And we went, no. And they all went, oh.
That's funny.
But now, yeah, it was cool.
At what point did, what is that? Oh, it's your cell phone?
Sorry.
Okay. So, B-Hamp came out, I guess, at one point. What point did they recognize him? Did they know him?
They asked what?
They were, are you a football player? And I was like, tell him what song you sing. And he was like, I sing the Ricky Bobby. And they just broke out into dance.
That's awesome.
We got a bunch of shots of the kids doing Ricky Bobby
that's
stuff.
That's awesome.
It was really fun.
B-Hamp seems like really cool. He really enjoyed it.
He's such awesome. A nice guy.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, he's amazing. Like, and I have more respect for him now than I ever did after this past weekend. And we'll talk about that here in a little bit. But
Oh, and the shoes that he... I love the shoes. They were so excited about those.
Really?
And then the other little kids were like taking off their tennis shoes to have him sign them with the magic marker. I was like...
That's awesome.
Wow. I wish I was there to see.
It was really, really cool. That whole family was so, so appreciative. And they were... I mean, that was just cool to see him.
Now, I got a text from Ray, which is the father of Jasmine. He was actually at... The little girl that died, he was actually at the concert that we did.
Yeah.
And then he came over there and was texting me and he said, hey, let me know when you guys are coming so I can get everyone ready to go.
Well, they were actually outside when we got there. And
really?
I was like, go inside. Well, the three, it was Jason and Ray.
The ones that knew what was going on. Yeah.
And I was like, go inside. And so it took us probably like 5 minutes to finally go knock on the door. And so,
We had to set up like the camera and everything. And so we were all like standing around outside and I was talking to you. And then when we got in, I mean, just the wave of people.
There's
and
so many people there.
It took a lot of convincing to get Wes to take the phone call.
I heard you. You were like, hey, it's okay. Because, I mean, I guess you might have thought it was a prank. Or he didn't know what to expect. These guys show up on his doorstep.
You have to realize, like, we walked in the front door, and there's, like, the living room, and then he was back in the kitchen. So he's, like, in the back, not really seeing what's going on.
Right.
And he is quite a bit older. I knew he was, but I didn't realize.
How old? Yeah.
Yeah, and he was just like... With his little cane, so cute.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love it.
That's
he was
awesome.
Just like, bless you all.
That's real cool. Because when I was talking to him, he wasn't sure what was going on. And then afterwards, like once I told him, I was like, that's not all. Here's what we're doing too. And then he was like, wow, that's awesome. You know, thank you guys very much. And of course, you know, I didn't get to talk to him very much, but I'm sure he was really excited about that. Yeah. Now, did the grandma show up? I heard she was out.
She didn't. I think she was at work.
Oh, man. Yeah, she had some kind of meeting or something.
I didn't hear where she went.
Yeah, so...
But it was really
She's
great.
She's gonna have
to
a nice
there.
Surprise when she gets home.
Yeah,
no joke. They got a living room full of presents, man. Yeah. That's awesome.
So the two kids only got to open one of the gifts.
They opened the basketball.
Thanks
goal.
To me, because Wes was totally.
I wasn't
down
going
for
to
it.
Say anything. No, right? I was down for them opening a present, but I wasn't gonna say it.
Right.
Oh, no.
I didn't want to get slapped upside my head.
I was ready to open them all.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, now, so they opened the basketball goal and they were excited about that.
Yeah. They opened it and it was backwards, so it's like a big. Cardboard box.
Yeah,
they're like, "What is this?" And I was like, "A basketball goal." Look, and they're like, "No, it's not."
Basketball goal can
fit in
there.
And I was like, "No,
that's awesome."
Yeah, it was great.
So, that's awesome.
That's perfect.
But I was thinking, hopefully, you know, they can get it set up because they're out of school for the next week.
Yeah,
and that'll keep them busy.
Oh yeah, real cool.
Oh my God, when they open the Wii and stuff like that, it's gonna crack their face. Like it's only gonna get better and better and better.
You guys went in the house, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
and you saw the tree. Were there a lot of presents under there?
I didn't see a tree.
I didn't really check out the tree.
The
too
tree,
much, but
the
no,
tree was back in the main
from what
room.
I saw, like,
there wasn't a
there
whole
wasn't
lot.
A ton going on, no. But now they have ample.
Got, yeah,
oh, man.
Yeah.
They've got a living room. Literally, their living room is full of presents.
I'm
not kidding.
We went over and shot a video before you guys left and showed the vehicle just filled up with presents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, that basketball goal took up so much, but then there's little pieces and boxes.
Cute, because how we had it set up, we had the basketball goal on the bottom, and I took all those presents out of the box
and
laid them on top. And so we were taking them out to bring them in the house, and they're like, oh my God, what is this?
Yeah.
Like, it was a huge box.
Oh, that's perfect.
It was really I can't wait to see the video.
And then, of course, B-Hamp like carried it inside so that. They were like,
yeah, he picked it up on his own and walked it in there.
He's a hoss. I'll tell you that.
He's a big dude. Him and T-Wills, dude. That guy's jacked too.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, it was fun.
Let me plug this real quick. Roland is actually outside our studio. He's got a bit he's going to do. He's going to try in the next, I'll let him explain it here in a little bit. We'll get to him in about, 2 minutes or so. But
is he going to text me again?
No, he shouldn't text
me
again.
That'd be super.
Are you here yet?
Yeah, I'm here now, Roland.
Now,
okay.
Let's talk about... Saturday night, last night. Last Saturday night.
That was fun.
B-Hamp was the last act. He came in. The rappers actually did everything pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
So when we got to, B-Hamp was supposed to be on at like 1:30. He didn't show up until like 1:30, but we had about 20 minutes.
Of dead stuff.
Nothing, where we just played a track on an iPod or something.
Yeah, but that was cool. I mean, people were walking around. It was about that time like things were winding down anyway.
Yeah.
But I mean that concert went off well.
There were diehard fans there sitting there for B-Hamp.
Yep. And when B-Hamp went on,
it was obviously he did the Ricky Bobby. Everybody started everyone was kind of laying around and doing whatever. And then the Ricky Bobby came on. Everybody came up, did the Ricky Bobby, and then he did another song.
Did his new stuff.
Did his new stuff real quick, and then he got off stage. And of course, me, a dummy, goes upstairs, get ready to close the night out, and everybody starts screaming for an encore, which hadn't happened that night.
Mm-hmm.
So B-Hamp gets back up just on the fly and is like, all right, I'll do some. And they were having a problem with the CD in the back, and they had already started playing the iPod again, mm-hmm. the playlist.
Yeah.
And it was just playing on a beat or whatever.
It was on the Eminem track.
Yeah. And so B-Hamp gets up there, and he's kind of waiting for them to play the track, but they never really got to it. So he's like, okay. And B-Hamp always has a smile on his face.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's the nicest guy, man. I never have seen him like not smiling. He's always just having a good time. He just fills the room with like, happiness, you know, when you get there.
You can tell he's there. He's really, really charismatic. Good
energy. He really
for
does.
For a rapper, because rappers have that stereotype.
Yeah.
But I have so much respect for him.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah, he's great.
I don't know too many rappers, and I've had to deal with a lot of them recently.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we have.
Yeah.
That would actually take their time and do that. And
you know, everyone who showed up.
I mean, he was the one that volunteered to do it. He was like, I want to go out there and do this.
Yeah.
And we're like, really? That's awesome.
And he was really enjoying it.
Oh, I bet.
It was nice.
I bet. He was on the phone. And you could hear him. He was excited too, you know? And then, but he kept on, he freestyled for like 3 minutes
and
while they were getting the CD ready. Oh yeah. It wasn't anything stupid.
It was a ton of fun.
It was just great. And everybody was going with it. It was amazing. And then they finally got the CD ready. They did the CD, played it. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And it was great. It was blew my mind. He's an actual performer.
I want to get one quick plug.
Little kids who were freestyling tonight.
Oh. They were freestyling in front of the camera.
We had a freestylist here too. Y'all missed out.
Oh man, darn. But seriously, go what?
No, I'm just say, Chris, go ahead and tell them about what happened at the end of the night.
Yeah.
At the end of the night.
Yeah, what happened at the end of the night on Saturday night.
Which part of the end? Are you talking about before B-Hamp or the end?
I think it was twice actually. Chris went up on the stage and decided he was going to MC.
So I was introducing somebody, and then Chris, go ahead.
I don't, listeners, I really don't know what happened. I just know that I had some friends come, and we were feeling so glittery and beautiful, and like nothing was going to stop us. And I don't know, I just party so hard, and I enjoy my life and my moments. So I saw my homie Wes on stage talking to people, and I don't know what got into me, and I just ran on stage, and I was like, ooh, I want to talk too.
And I just gave him the mic. I'm like, yep, you do it.
I don't even know what I said. And then
he's a tour de force. You can't stop the man.
Oh my God. I don't remember. All I know is that the next time I jumped on stage, we were thanking everyone, and then the guy turned some mic off on me, and I was like, hey, I'm just trying to talk to my people.
That was kind of awesome.
And I was like, whoa, but by that time, the show was already ending, so everyone in there was kind of smashed already from what I was told, and I was like, whoa.
But you weren't the last one to try and talk to people that night. We had a friend that came up there and he wanted
Did anybody know that guy?
No.
Who was that guy?
He was from out of town. He's a Charger fan that came in to watch the Cowboys Chargers game. Damn the Chargers anyway. But he goes, I want to do some stand up. I go, oh, you do stand up. I've done some around town. Michael has too. Where have you done it? He's like, I've never done it before. I want to do David Tell's whole CD. I'm like, that's not doing stand up.
He was serious too. He wasn't
was
cracking
dead serious.
A smile, nothing. He was like, yeah. And he even like when we took our cast picture in front of the big
he
sign.
He got in.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, yeah. Who is this guy?
He's in it. He's
I
in the picture.
He was somebody's friend.
No.
Nobody knew who he was.
That was a hanger on, man. Yeah. That was fun.
I don't even remember taking the cast picture.
We got up there. I'm thanking everybody and. Everybody in MZ Live is drunk. Just like, hey guys, I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight.
This is so awesome.
We had a great time.
You guys kick ass.
Great time. And then Chris gets up and he's like,
thank you.
Yeah, Chris gets up and he's like, hey guys, just let us know that I don't know what he was talking about.
I was like, this is a good event.
Yeah,
this is a really good event. And this is a good event.
It's 2:15. They gotta shut off mics. So they shut off mics.
And I'm still saying it's a good event.
Yeah. And I'm like, we're all tearing down. Lights are going off and everything.
And Chris is still.
Chris
talking.
Is like, he shut off the mic on me. I'm so offended. I was just trying to tell something to my people.
It's like it was 2:15, oh man. They were shutting off the mics anyway.
So after that. I don't know what happened, but somehow I ended up at Danny's. Like, I totally teleported, and I was like, oh, I'm at Danny's, and I'm sitting there.
And every sentence he said started out with, tell me why. And he said the same story three times.
Oh, my God.
And the hour we were sitting there.
Is this
there,
when you guys called me to go to Danny's?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like 3 a.m.
I'm glad I had already gone through Whataburger, because I wasn't ready to deal with Danny's that night.
Let me tell you guys, after the party, we went to another party right next to our event.
Oh,
me
you
and my
went to that
friends,
party?
I went to a party, and they told me that me and my friends were in there dancing like strippers, and that everyone was like, whoa, who are they? And it was just so crazy. But then I think we got kicked out because we got a little too strippery. So
you think you got kicked out or you got kicked out?
Well, I don't know. My friend said that she was cussing everybody out, so maybe we got kicked out because my friend started cussing everyone out. But it was a good time. They thought we were cool.
Until
we got kicked out. Yeah.
Right.
Good times.
We got Roland on the phone right now. He is outside.
What is he doing?
Hey, Roland.
Oh. Are you there, Roland?
Hello.
Roland. Oh, there he is. What's
Roland,
up, Roland?
It's Wes. Roland.
Can you guys hear me?
Close? Yeah,
hey,
can you hear
Roland,
us?
Roland, I'm close. Are you close?
Yeah, I'm outside right now. And
so you're close.
We've been working with some homeless people for the past few weeks to put on a Christmas special. We're going to sing a song
for
you guys and learn a little bit.
That's awesome. Well, okay, so we'll do the next block if that's cool with you.
Yeah, I just want to let everybody know it took a lot of work. These guys put in a lot of effort. You know, getting to practice was kind of an ordeal. But it's going to be worth it. We're going to draw some emotion from these guys and hopefully bring a tear to your eye tonight for Christmas.
Man, that's awesome.
Wait. That's going to be
homeless,
fun.
Homeless choir that Roland put together the past couple of weeks. That's going to be amazing.
Roland
homeless
is such choir. A rock star.
He is. Thanks, like, Roland. We'll talk to you.
Roland, your band was great last week.
I got to show up to these guys.
Yeah.
But, get back in a little bit. We'll get it going.
Awesome. Right. Thanks, Roland. We'll talk to you here in a little bit.
Peace, brother.
So we went shopping this week. That was awesome. We were at Toys R Us. There was like 10 of us at Toys R Us.
It was a riot. That was fun.
We literally took up an entire aisle of just. Oh yeah, Erica didn't get to go shopping.
I'm a little jealous. I didn't get to go shopping.
You should be proud of us because we shop like women. We really like thought about it and budgeted.
Okay, because I envisioned like I was like, oh my god, all of these guys shopping and they're like going balls.
They really knew what they were doing.
Buying all the coolest.
We
but
had
like
fun.
Buying everything.
Yeah.
But you guys apparently did really well. So.
We knew how to budget our money. Well, we almost did it. We were like, let's do iPods and
we were 9
TVs.
And 12-year-old boys at one point too.
Yeah.
See, right.
And we were like, this would be awesome. You should have seen the excitement in our eyes.
You just got to put
this
yourself
would be
in
awesome.
Their shoes.
Yeah. So we were so excited.
We were sitting there. You called me up and you're like, I'm at the electronics store, Wes. What do you think about getting him a Wii? I'm like, hell yeah, get the Wii.
Yeah. Every kid loves Wiis.
Get him a freaking Wii.
That's right.
Don't stop.
So I'm glad they had a great time. That's amazing. It was well worth it. I've never seen anybody on the cast and crew be so excited about something.
Oh, this was fun.
It was amazing. We'll be right back.
Christmas.
We've got a couple of things we got to do when we come back. This is our last block, 2-hour event today.
Yeah.
Last show of the year. So,
what did you say?
We'll be right back.
This is
MZ Live. Check us out on the web at mzliveonline.com. You're listening to MZ Live.
Hi, this is Marissa Petraro, number 18 from Deal or No Deal on NBC, and you're listening to Michael Zavala.
Check us out on the web at mzliveonline.com.
Who says Christmas wishes don't come true? Today, it's finalized. John and Kate plus 8.
Gone.
Done.
Pow.
Divorced. Final.
Golly. Maybe their kids can become ward of the state plus 8.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be great to get rid of that parental crap.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my
I know
goodness.
We're breaking a rule because we vowed never to talk about it, but I think this is good news.
No, it is good
Merry
news.
Christmas. We've been through a tough time this year. Everybody needs a little cheering up, and this is it.
Those kids would be better off in the foster care system.
I'm sorry, kind of on the same subject, but did anybody know that the Duggars are having their 19th child?
They had their 19th child.
Yeah,
they've
already had it.
Creamy.
Yeah.
The fact that Christ. I know that means I need to step in front of a truck.
Right? You watch it, though. You DVR it.
No, I don't watch it. I just read that story in the news. It's just really? Just take the uterus away from this woman.
Right.
The 19.
See, but at least those
18
kids in counting
for 20 years
show?
Almost.
What?
Yeah, they had.
She's had 19 children, and they're
girl.
But you know what? They have the money to support them.
Yeah,
that's one thing.
They do support their kids, and they are apparently good parents, which is good.
Adopt a child,
but 19.
Yeah,
really.
How
at
what can point you show love to all those kids?
And
that's
I wonder,
much.
Like, at what point your body gives out? Like,
hers apparently
not a machine.
Well,
she would beg to differ.
She's got that Mexicano gene.
It's super easy to get pregnant. He just looks at her and she's all like,
"Piggers." Yeah. Well, at least you know they have a healthy sex life.
Or they have sex once a year.
Ew. Yeah. That's
ouch.
True. Could be true.
Pow, kid.
It
pow,
must
kid.
Not even hurt anymore for her to have a kid anymore.
You might be able to see that guy's sperm with the naked eye. I'm gonna wager a guess on that.
Yeah.
Like, that is some sperm that's lifting weights.
Now, here are some, speaking about kids.
Gross.
Here are some kids that I don't know if we should be excited.
Not the kids, y'all.
Or terrible, or terrified
terrible.
That they're... with these parents towards the bouncing baby boy for Kourtney Kardashian.
Super. Yay!
Kendra and Hank Basket.
Good.
Had their baby.
I don't
yeah,
care.
Hank Randall Basket. Was it the fifth, I guess?
Whatever.
So,
Basket.
I really don't know if I should
who
feel sorry
Hank
for the
Basket?
Kids.
No, those kids
like,
are going to be fine.
Marry somebody rich.
Hank Basket's a football player.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
But they're not going to last.
Don't
Kendra.
Jinx them.
It's
I hope it works out.
P.S. I was thinking about this the other day. So you have the Kardashians and Khloe and Kim both date black football players.
Yeah,
what's up with Kourtney with the white boy?
Dude, they're not both football players.
Or black athletes, sorry.
Dude.
Why you gotta be
why you stereotype?
She's just wondering.
Actually, here's a fun
and
stat I heard on the sports
like the
talk radio
out.
Today. Teams that are being dated by Kardashians are 34-4 right now.
Really?
Yeah, the Lakers are 20-4, and the freaking Saints are 13-0. So sorry, it's 33-4.
Really?
Yeah, their teams are kicking butt.
I was about to ask you that.
I need Tony Romo to get him a Kardashian.
That's right. That's right.
I look like Khloe. I mean, we could
call him up. Call Tony for me.
Maybe that'll
we could pretend.
Yeah, Karma will see it, and we'll know the
that'll
difference.
Work.
I love awesome. That show.
What?
Do you?
The Kardashians.
Oh.
This yeah, is, I don't have cable.
This
it's
is
a guilty
pretty
pleasure.
This is pretty crazy. You know the word meep?
Meep.
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 From the Muppets. You know, like
yeah.
meep.
Meep.
Yeah.
That like is
the Roadrunner.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. High school principal bans the word because it's too disruptive for teachers and administrators.
Oh, well, I'll come up with a new word called blah, blah, blah,
exactly.
and that'll be disruptive
exactly.
too.
Well, students are actually wearing shirts called Free Meep. I think that's pretty funny and
that
clever.
That is funny.
That's that dumb school crap that, oh my gosh, I can't stand that.
Well,
children.
I think that all kids should start wearing uniforms, and that's why in 2010,
no.
MZ Live, we will have polo shirts.
No,
yeah.
I hate uniforms.
Yeah, because
I wore
look,
a uniform. I loved it.
That ruined my
today.
Life. You
it
know how depressing
easier.
That looks? It looks
it
like
was.
You're in prison. I hate uniforms.
But then you don't have to worry about like what you're going to wear the next day.
No.
Personally,
you own 5 shirts, 3 pairs of shorts. Done.
I own one.
I don't think
awesome.
That's fun. Like personally, some people want
to
look better.
To be fun.
It yeah. is.
It's not supposed to be.
I'm joking.
That's why people drop out because it's like, God, I'm so bored. I'm like 18 and I'm still
nobody
here. I'm
dropped
like, Jesus.
Out in my class.
Yeah. I'm like over it.
I had 85
like,
guys.
To be honest with you,
people
I
drop
I hate
out because
it.
They have bad parents.
Yeah, or that they suck.
It has nothing to do with the uniforms.
I really hated when like I would get in trouble because I always colored my hair and they're like, your hair is disruptive. I'm like, it hasn't. distracted anybody. Like, it's just bugging y'all. Like,
I don't know. I was usually distracted by the girl that was overdosing next to me. So
yeah,
you see, but that but that girl.
You gotta remember.
You gotta remember. You're ADD. I'm ADD.
Oh, you said
overdosing.
Yeah, like if we were.
She was like literally overdosing.
Perfect example right here.
Hold
on. Chris totally lost interest in what we were saying. Yep. That's the same way somebody thought it, in your hair. Like if you saw it and they were looking at that, I can see how it can be disruptive.
God, but like
that's why next year we're gonna just wear polo shirts.
Well, I mean, they shouldn't stop me from coloring my hair.
Nobody dropping out.
I'm just gonna say this, like they shouldn't worry about what color I got. You know, if that girl's ADD, they should worry about helping her. You know, leave my hair color alone because it looked fierce. You know, and I hated having to color it back just to make that principal happy after I blew money to make myself look cuter.
We'll have a Dallas ISD representative.
As a kid, check with the rules before you do something.
That's what I'm saying. Those are those dumb rules that I hate. That's why DISD,
that's what high school's for. It's to make you hate that stuff when you get out that you're able to change things. And you're able to go do things. But the rules in school are to make you go out and be something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, go out and do something to get away from that and get out of that constraints. But the constraints have a purpose.
Right.
It's a good thing.
And you know, it
even got worse, Erica. Like, it got worse. Like, in some high schools.
He's not addressing me because he's mad at me.
Now they're trying to, for some seniors, you're going to have to wear uniforms too. Like, what?
Okay,
what
seniors are wearing uniforms?
I
never had to do the
senior
uniform thing.
But
I will tell you something really interesting about my hometown. Since the beginning of the school
year. It's not in Texas. It's in
New Mexico.
New Mexico. Okay.
They've had like 6 suicides in the schools. In
really?
The high school.
Why?
Since
Why?
The beginning of the school year. Apparently, these kids made a pact to kill themselves. And
wow.
It was like, the uniform.
And it was like, they were spread out. And I'm from a really small town. Like, I graduated with 150 people.
Yeah.
So suicide was major when you're in a school that small, but 6, it was actually 2 schools because I live close to the Indian reservation. So there was the high school in the town and then the Indian reservation high school, but it was between those two. And it's like absurd because one death in a town that small is major, but 6 at that age, my mom told me about that.
That's
and I was
like the demonic that we're
oh my
too.
God.
That's
and these crazy. Kids are like, I almost feel bad because these kids are
you
in high school
bad?
And they like, well, I do. I feel awful about it, but I'm calling you out. I remember being in high school and being like miserable and trying to drop out. And
fine.
It'll be edited and post.
But,
it's okay.
Take that. You know, I finally like left and went to college and thank God.
Yeah.
Because it was freedom, because it was so dumb.
Well, it's so silly.
We have a surprise because your teachers are actually here right now.
Yeah. And they're armed.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And they're going to talk about that story when I showed up drunk. That's
even
kids.
Better.
You showed up drunk at high school?
I did show up at a teacher's house at 7 a.m. still wasted from the night before
you
to babysit
at
his
teacher's.
Kids.
Oh, okay. I was like, why are you? He was going to be
a
private
for
tutor lesson.
And I showed up to babysit at 7 a.m. because they had parent teacher conferences and I was so drunk.
Wow.
I'm just saying, like, dude,
horrible.
You're such a rebel.
School was boring
you're
enough, and now
rebellion.
They're trying to tell you what to wear. Like, what the hell?
Here, let me tell you my rebellious high school story. I went to an all boys private school and wore a uniform for 7 years.
Oh my
right?
God,
oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
That's and then I went to college and had an awesome time.
That's why you have a crush on my boyfriend, isn't it?
Yeah, because I went to an all-guy school, that makes me a homosexual. That's
right. That's
exactly how it works.
All right, well, this
isn't that right, Chris? Did you go to an all-boy school?
No, I came out with the Crayola box already. Like, it was just, just came out.
Drawing. All right, NFL star Chris Henry. I'm sorry. This is a bad time to say this story.
Say
I'm following up with this. Yeah, we're all having a great time.
This is
this
downer.
Guy died.
Way to tease it.
Yeah, this is how I don't run that out of time.
Really
I have no other choice.
Dude, we've had a lot of sad stuff on today's show. I think people want to
laugh. No, it's not sad. It's happy stuff.
We had a lot of happy stuff.
And then you guys talk about your rebellious story. That's not laughable.
So
but people can relate. For
family.
Instance, Vicky's daughter was kicked out of school for purple hair. Like,
seriously?
You sure
my
she
hair's
wanted
purple.
That, no?
Leave me alone.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah,
like, Vicky's
hello,
cool
world.
Like that.
Hello, world. Okay.
Vicky, if you don't mind, say, I don't mind. Write it down.
NFL star Chris Henry died, what was it, yesterday?
Yeah,
at
he
26
died
years
yesterday.
Old.
Yesterday. Bummer.
What happened with him?
There was a domestic dispute between him and his fiance,
so
and she was driving off, and he ran after her and jumped in the truck bed and fell out. And had life-threatening injuries, and he stayed in the hospital for a little bit.
And I
died.
Heard that they're actually trying to
you don't think about
her.
That.
I hope
really?
Not.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine, and I was telling my boyfriend this earlier, that I hope that, like, it doesn't come out in the wash that it's some kind of tiger. Like, maybe he was doing something on the side with other women or something like that.
It might have been, but I mean,
but he doesn't deserve to
No,
die.
He doesn't, yeah. But I was thinking about it. You know, we've had the Tiger Woods thing. Who was the guy whose girlfriend shot him in Florida, the football player? Earlier this year?
Yeah, and I was just thinking about it. I know who she's talking about. I just can't remember
the
name.
God forbid, like, something like that came up with this, too.
Eddie George?
But do you really think that if you fall off this a moving truck, that you're going to die? I mean, you don't think that you would get that serious? Maybe he hit his head? Maybe that's what it was.
I think that's what it was. It was like a head injury.
But even then, you don't think about that.
For them to turn around and like actually like pursue charges against her, I mean, that girl's got to be devastated.
Yeah, she won't. She'll walk. She should.
No, she should. But like, can you even fathom like going through that?
No, I can't. But I'm not going to chase my girl.
I don't think you're going to still be mad after that. You know, if you were mad before, you're not going to be mad. Maybe she gets out of the car. She's like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, that alone, like at the point where he fell, like had to break her heart and then to go into the hospital and die. And then you have people coming after you like, oh, we're pressing charges for.
Yeah, it's going to make things tough.
I mean, just that sucks.
That is a bummer.
That would suck.
We're going to check in with Roland here in just a few minutes. Actually, probably not 2 minutes. Go ahead and get Roland on the phone if you don't mind, Eric. He is outside right now. He's assembled his homeless choir. That's amazing what he can do in just a couple of weeks.
I know the guy's so musically talented. He can get these guys to hit the harmonies, and I haven't seen it happen.
I just know he can do
I'm
it.
Ready.
Did you hear his voice the other night? He performed salutations.
Roland.
That was a total different sound than I expected from Roland.
Sexy beast on stage in that patent leather jacket.
It cracked my face. Oh, I cannot believe it.
It was good.
I thought he was gonna be like.
Yeah,
my friends and I were into it, man. That was fun.
I didn't know he was like the singer. Like I thought he was like.
Well, he's actually the keyboardist. He's a keyboardist, but they don't do keyboards when they play live. So he helps with the singer.
I have an idea. We should totally get Roland to teach us how to do what he does on air.
That's gonna be great radio.
Yeah, screaming. Let's all scream for
15 minutes.
Well, there's technique to it. Don't y'all want to learn? I think that would be
cool.
Roland's
not going to give out his technique on air for everyone to learn.
Come on, Roland. Life is so short. Like, 80 years from now, I'm going to die. So, please teach me.
Wow, you're going to be pretty old. 80 years from now.
You're going to be 101.
101.
And I'll be like, wow.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
What?
I'm going to be 25 this year.
That's okay.
Cry me a river.
This year? Like 09?
010. 10.
010?
Battlefield drinks.
010. It's 20,010. 010.
2K10. We got those boys. 2K10.
We can't say that anymore, right? Like no more 08, 09.
I say that. I still say that. I'm like, we'll be back in 010.
10.
Yeah, so the world's going to end in like 2 years or something.
No, we can still say 010, right? 010.
I'm going to say
I have no idea what that
I'm going to say 2010.
About,
2010 sounds cooler to me.
It just takes more effort to say it. We have Roland on the phone? There he is.
Yes.
What's up, Roland?
Hello.
How you doing?
What's going on, guys?
You got How's everybody ready to go?
I think so. I think my choir, about 10 guys. We're gonna do the song, Christmas song for everybody, if that's all right.
Man, yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Can we hear it now?
All right. Yeah. All right, guys, you ready? All right. They're kind of coming around a little bit, but hopefully they'll perform well.
All right, need to pick them up.
One, two, three. Hit it.
Damn.
I need more from you in the back, guys. Need more from you in the back. Beautiful. Let me take one now. Loving it.
Wow. That's amazing.
Send it home, guys. Send it home. Oh!
That's amazing.
Really excited. Really excited. I can't tell it. Lovely, lovely.
Hey, Roland, we got
to...
Roland, get these guys signed.
Yeah, we want to bring him in studio one day if we could. But hey, we've actually got to, we've got to get some other stuff to do, but man, that's awesome. I can't believe you put that together in just a couple of weeks.
You know what, man? With a little bit of hope, a little bit of faith, and a whole lot of Christmas spirit, you can accomplish anything.
Man, that is awesome. Thanks so much, Roland.
Wow, he discovered the next end scene.
Thanks to these guys.
Merry Christmas.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Thank you, Roland. He put that together.
That's fantastic.
He never ceases to amaze me. All right, I got to say thank you to everybody. This is a thank you time. The past month and a half, we've had so much work that needed to be done, stuff that we didn't even know how to do ourselves. Let me just explain how we did this Christmas deal real quick. It was an idea. I came in here one day and I asked these guys if they wanted to do it. Everybody said, yes, absolutely. So that day, Roland and George get here. And they've never seen anything on the show. They don't know anything about it. They come here. We did that prank for them, you know, and they stayed afterwards.
Yeah.
And they listened to me talk an hour after the show. So they listened to me an hour and then they listened to me again. And I was just saying all this stuff. And we're talking about ideas that we want to do. And one of the ideas we wanted to do was this Christmas deal. And that was it. We just mentioned it. We didn't have any plans. We just thought of it and did it. You know, I just announced it to everybody that day. We had no plans, nothing. We didn't know how we were going to raise the money. We didn't know how we were going to do. So I said, let's do a charity concert. You know, maybe we can raise money that way. The very next day, Roland texts me. He's already got a place booked. That's it. The day after he comes.
I love Roland.
His
first show. He's such a mover.
This couldn't have been done. And I'm going to go to you, actually. And the next week, Erica shows up. First time, just checking out the show. Seeing if she
was here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kind of checking out the show. Didn't really know if she's going to be a part of it yet or not. I come up to her and I'd say, well, here's an idea that we're going to do. This is where we're at now. We booked a place. We have no artists. We have nothing. We don't even know how to do the get the family. I said, that's going to be the hardest part. How do you find a family that we don't know? How do we find a family that we're sure of that really need the help? You know, how do we find that? That's going to be the hardest part. Mm-hmm. Erica says, I know a family. In fact, I just heard about this from a friend of mine. It's actually his family. And she tells us about this family we helped out today. And we're like, yeah, that's it. And that was it. And from there, Roland books his bands. We get on the phone and start calling all the bands we get. Everything came together. We couldn't have done it without Erica and Roland.
Yeah,
that's
no
for sure.
Joke.
Because we're all ADD and
horribly.
Just we'll come up with an idea and it never gets done. But this was something. These guys got on it right away.
Thank you.
Thank Liquid Lounge
Absolutely.
For hosting thank everything y'all. For us. Also, I mean, we had a printing company print this sign that we have behind us. And that was our
Sign
big
Solutions,
sign.
Right.
Is that what it was?
I think it's called Sign Solutions.
They really hooked us up on that.
Beautiful.
Of course, Skyline Studios. We couldn't do the show. We
awesome.
Couldn't do any of this without
Thanks,
Skyline
Josh.
Studios. Josh, Matt, yeah. Andy.
Awesome people.
Let's see who else. We've got, of course, everyone who donated. I mean, we couldn't.
Thanks to all the artists.
All the artists
all the
who performed.
Famous people.
Everybody was awesome. There was not one person at that event that you're like, eh. Everybody was amazing.
Yeah, it killed.
Everybody
it
was awesome.
Really good.
I have to say this to you because I've worked with a lot of events. You did really well. Like,
well,
guys,
I didn't do anything,
but
though.
You really got it together. Like, I've worked with so many people who just are around, basically. And, I mean, everybody helped to bring it together, but it was really good.
Man,
I
appreciate
something that I, like, walked away proud to say I was a part of.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's real cool.
Unfortunately, I don't get to do that too often.
Right.
But, you know, I really appreciate that,
well,
too.
Well, you know, I think it was a good experience for everybody. And, you know, I'm glad we can do it. Hopefully we can do it again next year. When we do some stuff like that next
year. Let's
do
something in the summer.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Do it bigger, do it better. I mean, this
let's
is our first year.
Let's do a back-to-school thing.
Yeah,
some
that'd be awesome.
An August concert. Let's throw it down.
I want to thank Jeff Mack, our old video guy. He was here today to
awesome.
Videotape our studio stuff. And then Jay Coop from Jay Coop Productions.
Mm-hmm.
He Faction videotaped all the stuff that went down over at the house, and Alyssa Galindo, our imaging girl, she came out and actually did held the boom mic and everything, so we got good audio. And
she's good.
Man, we just had so many people. I know I'm missing people.
They were so good, too. I have to say that Jay and Alyssa, with all those kids.
Yeah.
They just like.
They were
amazing.
Able to navigate that room really well. It was awesome.
And, of course, B-Hamp for, you know, we didn't ask him to do this. It was just going to be us. He decided to do that, to come out. He asked if he can do this.
Yeah,
and we
it
said
helped.
Yes, absolutely.
It was awesome to have him.
And what were the chances that they knew his song, they knew him? That was amazing.
That was
you
a lot of
give
fun.
Give a shout out to Steven from SPCA
absolutely.
Yeah.
For coming through with the terrain.
He brought the GMC, and that's what we packed all the gifts
kid,
in.
That kid, I have to say, he's been working his butt off to win this competition. And
I hope he does.
And
especially
you know
after
he really should.
I'll do this right now. If you go on to Facebook GMC DFW, you can vote for him, and every vote that he gets Dalworth Cleaning is actually donating $1 to SPCA.
Oh, really?
Cool.
So if you go on there and vote for them.
What's his name again?
Stephen Cartwright. He's the ambassador for SPCA.
What does he get if he wins?
Watch the music video. They're competing for $20,000. It's $20,000.
Does he get the
car? Depending on how many votes they get, that's the portion of money they get. But every week they've been doing competition, and this last week they were doing a music video, so they all had to create. There's three ambassadors for three charities, and you had to create music videos.
Cool.
And so his is up there. You can go there and vote for it. But if you vote for the charity, they actually get $1. So
sweet.
Roland just got you look pretty cold. You've been outside with these guys. Man, that was amazing.
I actually got into a fight with a couple of the guys afterwards. Really? They weren't hitting their parts the way we were supposed to, and I called them out, and they sucker punched me.
That's ridiculous.
So we went at it.
Man, well, hey,
Merry freaking Christmas.
Yeah, no joke.
I know you didn't hear this, but we thanked you. I mean, honestly, you and Erica,
great job.
We couldn't have done it without
that's
you.
True. Yeah, no, that's been so much fun, awesome. Like working with you guys. And you guys have great personalities, you know. Some of you, everybody's like fun to.
I'm being honest when I say we really wouldn't have done. It would have been an idea. That would have been it. It would have been done. We wouldn't have never done that. That we would be doing this show right now, just like we normally do. And that was it.
And I mean, if we would have tried, it probably would have happened like next Christmas. Yeah.
You know? 2010.
These like, kids would have gotten like a gift card from us.
We would have done our white elephant gift for them.
From Kohl's.
Here's a box of raisins. Yeah,
but I mean, everybody works so hard. And really, I mean, there's so many organizations. I mean, we would be here for hours just saying who helped out and who did this and who donated and all this stuff. But really, thank you guys so much. This is our last show of the year. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Next week is Christmas. The video that was shot
tonight.
Yeah.
Our studio video and the video of you guys going up to the house. That's the most important video. It's going to be edited together so you can see exactly what happened. And that's a cool thing to do, just sit around the house on Christmas Day and watch this video.
I can't wait to watch it.
I can't either. Yeah, I was watching a little bit back there, seeing the pictures
if
and stuff.
If nothing else
pretty
makes
cool.
your Christmas like warm and fuzzy, that video will.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait to like watch it with my mom because it's just going to be me and her and be like,
that's going
to
be awesome.
Look at what we did.
That's going to be awesome.
This family and these kids because, oh my God.
I'm in a far better mood now than I was when I walked in this place. So, yeah.
A load of joy and happiness from those
kids. Put that on a Hallmark card.
That's right. Too bad it's edited. All right. Well,
have a fucking awesome
I really want to thank all the lovely listeners and viewers that we've had. It's almost been 1 year. This is
almost.
Our last show.
Yeah.
And thanks to all of y'all for constantly tuning in.
Now, it's not our last show ever. We'll be back in a couple of weeks.
No,
we're just taking a couple weeks.
I
this is
reassure
it for 09, though.
Amy Vargas. We'll be back. I promise. I told you on Facebook today that we'll be back. We'll be back.
Yeah, we're not leaving. We're just taking 2 weeks off for
2 weeks.
Christmas and New Year's.
It's the end.
But guess
what? 2009.
But guess what?
What?
We've got new stuff for you guys coming up next week. Of course, the video will be released. But Monday, what is that? I don't know what it is. The 30th or whatever. Roland and the production crew actually recorded some best of highlight stuff.
That was fun.
And so they're going to be presenting some highlight clips.
We were pranked once again. Oh my God, you guys are not let up.
Best I really wish prankers. That we had taped that.
That would have been awesome.
I'm really pissed we didn't do that.
But
that was funny.
After every joke, you guys got a honk, honk, honk. Those little honks.
After
that was horrible what I just did, by the way. It sounded nothing like a horn.
No, it sounded exactly. No, you should go professional on the horn imitation.
But
that was good.
I mean, after a whole lot of editing, this stuff's going to be great, what you guys did. So, no, I'm just kidding. No, you guys did a great job. So the next 2 weeks, these guys are going to be hosting the highlight clips. So you get to know a little bit more about these guys and what they do.
Wait, who
and
are we're these be guys? Back. They can't see you.
It was Jay Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
Roland.
Rangel.
I was just saying Roland. Rock and Roland. That's what people know you by. Yeah. And who else was there? Oh, Eric. Why can I forget Eric? Eric, so...
How do you forget Eric? You didn't
Eric
even
is amazing.
Think
yeah, Eric is amazing. He's here every week.
I adore him.
He's awesome.
And
he's the brains behind this, behind
he
this
does.
Whole thing.
Like, technically...
He's got his hand behind us like puppeteers.
Besides the,
just, dance.
Besides dance. The sound and everything that Josh and Matt do, Eric does everything else, from the calls to the video, everything.
That's his laptop that you're watching us on if
exactly.
you're watching?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. He brings pretty it every cool. week just for you guys because we're too cheap to buy anything. Is that pretty much it? I think that's it. I mean,
that's
we'll
great.
Be back. We'll be back in 2 weeks. That's going to be the January 8th.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
We'll be back bigger and better
in 2010.
So wow. we'll
We're
see
building
you guys.
Our office right
Love
now.
You.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys in 10.
Power.
Go! Join the show online at mzliveonline.com. Post messages, blogs, photos, and more.
Go to MZLiveOnline.com and click on MZ United to sign up.
This is
MZ Live.